2 years ago, the state passed a law that bans taxpayer funding of hormone therapy or sex change procedures for inmates. Some inmates were cut off from the therapy. But a federal judge ordered the Corrections Department to resume the treatment while courts decide the constitutionality of the law. The case in Milwaukee involves three inmates who now identify themselves as women. Attorney John Knight of the American Civil Liberties Union represents the plaintiffs. Knight says the law would violate two constitutional rights of his clients.
It is deliberate indifference under the Eighth Amendment to take away medical care when it's a serious medical condition. And the choice to single out for this disparate treatment just transsexuals is a violation of the Equal Protection Clause.
On the first day of the trial, Knight called two medical experts on gender identity disorder who testified about negative medical effects of halting hormone therapy. But a state senator who co-authored the Inmate Sex Change Prevention Act stands by it. Brookfield Republican Ted Canevas says the law is straightforward public policy.
You know, taxpayers are on the hook for a lot of things in terms of an individual's incarceration, but that this was outside of the scope of what being in our correction system is all about.
Canevas says the vast majority of states don't pay for inmates' sex change procedures. The trial resumes on Tuesday, with one of the inmates expected to testify. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.